Vision.com.
Versus reality when it comes to the politics of our nation. This is Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. We like to say we're at the crossroads here of culture and everything else that's ticking in your backyard. I can tell you for sure we are unsettled. Yes, we are. For those of you who call yourself a patriot, you really have been fired up, let's say. I've never, ever met so many people with so many opinions about how the government should be run. And I personally think that's a good thing. Because whether I agree with some of it or don't agree with some of it, I love that people are passionate. It's that old saying, power to the people. The president realizes that his poll numbers are in the tank. And certainly the people around him, all the president's men, are playing for another 4 years and want to see him get reelected. So jobs, 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 and the economy is the big thing that has all of us on edge. Because no matter how we feel about money, you know, psychologists want to talk about your relationship to money and how we're a money culture. It's not about that. It's about at least surviving and being concerned that you can't even do that. The president addresses a joint session of Congress, and he talked about a couple of different things. In the end, ultimately, it was about a number. It was about a dollar amount. He unveiled a $450 billion jobs plan that, in a nutshell, is described as tax cuts to small businesses that hire and reforming the corporate tax code, and investing in infrastructure projects. Also, he proposed increasing and extending a cut in the payroll tax from workers that goes to Social Security, and then boomerang that back, giving the tax cut to the employers. But this is nothing new. We've heard this before. Only it was called a stimulus, wasn't it? It's the same thing. So we need jobs, but do we need more regulation? Do we need bigger government? Do we need more speeches? The answer is we really don't need more speeches. So you can imagine what the reaction to this was. I'm going to tell you what some of the reaction was in a second. But first, I want you to hear the president talking about the tax code and then saying, you know what, it's not politics at all. Take a listen, both of these.
We need a tax code where everyone gets a fair shake and where everybody pays their fair share. The next election is 14 months away. And the people who sent us here, the people who hired us to work for them, they don't have the luxury of waiting 14 months.
All right, 14 months. Nope, we don't have the luxury. I have a feeling that a lot of people in Congress are not going to be back ultimately. We know that looking at the polls for Congress and for this president, I think it's a mixed bag. Many of you who call the show say, no way does he get reelected. You're not even concerned if it's Manny Moe or Jack that's jumping in. You just don't want more of the same. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said afterwards that what the president was talking about really wasn't a jobs plan. It was a reelection plan. The key concern for the president, I think, heading into this was to really lay all of this, this jobs thing, at the feet of Congress, because the approval rating of Congress overall is terrible. Awful. What is it, like 10%? Something like that? So there is definitely pressure now. By putting it out there, it's like, okay, see, then you can say you've got deniability because you could say, well, listen, bipartisanship, working together, I understand where you're coming from, but here's how I feel. Can't we meet somewhere in the middle? Blah, blah, blah. Lay that plan out. Put that out there. Throw that sucker out there. And that's exactly what happened. So, of course, the people who are running for president don't agree. None of the Republicans agree with what he's proposing. The corporate tax code is the interesting thing. I think there's confusion on this. There's a difference between corporate tax code and individual taxes. And when you're talking about what the individual rate is, personally, I'm for a fair tax or a flat tax anyway. But I don't think we're going to see that anytime soon. The IRS is too big. There are too many people that are employed from the IRS. I don't see that going away. But that's what I would say you do. If you want fair taxation, figure out a way to make that happen. And that is very, very doable. With the corporate tax code, it was interesting because the president talked about Warren Buffett. Oh, and Warren Buffett now is the poster child for, look at, hey, this rich guy is saying, I'll pay. I want to pay my fair share. My secretary pays more taxes than me. That's not right. But there's confusion in that. And this has been discussed, I'm sure, on other talk shows. I'm sure it's been discussed since he released the statement. It was about 3 weeks ago or so when Buffett said it, maybe even a little bit before that. But the thing is, Buffett's talking about corporate taxes. Capital gains, what he's paying there. Capital gains is different than an individual tax that you pay. If he's paying capital gains, it's different from me paying my income tax. It's different. So the numbers, of course, are different. It's not just Warren Buffett himself. That's a whole different entity. And I've said this before. I'm going to say it one more time. Here's the deal. When you are wealthy, think about it. Money makes money. It makes sense when you look at investing. And if you're wealthy, an individual with a certain amount of wealth, you have the best accountant's money can buy. Therefore, you come up with every single loophole you can, and you get the best tax rate. And the everyday guy who hustles over to H&R Block or wherever, no offense to any of them, they barely don't even want to pay that crazy amount. What do they upsell you? Pay me $300, then if you pay me another $100, we'll give you our H&R Block guarantee in case you get audited or whatever. And then people who are freaked out about taxes have no idea what they've even gotten at the end of it. And that's not the same as going to an incredibly high-priced accountant who, no matter what you make, they will whittle that number down. They will whittle it down and almost guarantee that you're not going to be audited. So there's a lot of confusion about some of these numbers that are being thrown around. My take on the whole speech is this is just regurgitated stuff. This is nothing new was in the proposals. All the things that we've heard before that's been tried and hasn't worked. There was nothing new in this program. And whether you like Mitt Romney or you don't like Mitt Romney or you hate what he did when he was the governor of Massachusetts with his health care thing, you know what? The plan that he released Tuesday in Nevada had, I think, better ways to make money quickly than what the president is proposing. His 59-point plan had some better things in it than what was thrown out before the joint Congress. And supposedly, we're going to get more details next week. Oh, joy. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Obama's plan, I do not believe, and I don't care what economist is listening to me, I don't believe we can spend our way into a prosperous situation in this nation. We cannot do it. We can't do it. And this plan is like regurgitating the $800 billion stimulus program. The only difference is it's half of that money. We're still talking about infrastructure, shovel jobs, except for you throw the teachers in there, a lot of union jobs. Good if you're a union person, and if that particular twist on this would fit in your backyard, otherwise, no. And, I mean, we can't just close our eyes to the mountain of debt and the fact that we can't come up with a budget. It's ridiculous that you can't come up with a budget. I still don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me. How does that happen? I'm confused. You might be confused, too. 800-259-5791. Katie D. hanging out with all of you across America. And I'm sure you have some hot opinions on this. Let's go to John in Kentucky. He gets the first crack this hour. Hey, John.
Go on. Hey, how's it going? I tell you, I can't wait to see Obama in the unemployment line.
But you forget he has a pension, so if he's in the unemployment line, he's got money. He'll be there in his Bruno Maglia shoes.
but maybe he won't be spending any more of these hard American earned dollars on craziness.
Yeah.
I just hope that America don't fall for that line of crap he spent tonight during his speech. And, you know, the thing that I noticed, it's like you said, you stole some of my thunder there, but there's no way to pay for it. Some committee is going to have to figure out how they're going to take this money from somewhere else that we don't have to start with to pay for all this. And another thing that I noticed is a small group of people, construction, infrastructure, you know, that's great for them guys, but what about the rest of America?
That's it, John, right there in a nutshell. What about the rest of America? If you're in a union gig in an area where they're going to target you, and trust me, it's going to be people that are going to be favorable to getting Obama elected. I'm sorry, that's the way this rolls out. Then you're not going to get a job. You're right. What about everybody else?
I wish he would finally figure out how to rub two nickels together and make a quarter.
Somebody said he is very weak on economics. I'd have to say, absolutely.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I'll tell you something else, that they've been beating up Perry, and, you know, I don't know about the guy or whatever, but beating him up over saying Social Security was a Ponzi scheme. It is. For somebody in my age group, we don't get it till we're 70 or 70 and a half.
Right.
You know, that's 34 years from now. So by then, I'm sure it'll change, and it might be 85 or something by then. Heck, I'll be dead by then. So.
Well, yeah, that's the same with me. I'll be in that dead generation, too. I'm not expecting that I'm going to get Social Security. There was one time that Bush suggested that everybody should just get their money back, that they should just mail us a check and we should invest it ourselves. I wish they had done that, because you and I would have been better off.
I'm in for that. I'm in for just take what I've already paid you and forget about it, and let me keep what I'm making now.
I agree. I'd be in for the same thing. Let me pay taxes out of that, give me a flat or a fair tax, and give me the money back, and I'll take my chances on what I think I should invest in for what I had already paid in. Absolutely, John, I agree. Because they're just going to keep hiking up that number of when you have to retire anyway to get the money. And by the time we get there, we're not going to be able to get the money because they keep dipping into Social Security anyway to pay for everything. So it's ridiculous.
I may be wrong on this, but I researched it a little bit. There is a small group of people that can opt out of Social Security, and it's part of them's government and state workers.
Yeah,
I'm not for sure what kind, and some kids going to school that's working for the university that
sure.
They're going to school. But it would be nice if everybody that wanted to could do that. I'm sure there would be people that wouldn't want to, but I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm in the group that says I'll take my check now. Thank you very much. I don't trust what's going on at this point. John, thanks. Appreciate the call. We're going to stick in Kentucky. Tom, hello.
Doing
good. How are you?
I was not very impressed with President Obama's attack on creating more jobs. I had a plan though, using 401k money. I know you had an expert on there on 401ks recently.
Yeah. Uh huh.
And I think if they would take away the punitive charge, that 10% charge on a withdrawal.
Yeah.
And not tax the money and allow those people with 401ks to make a one-time withdrawal to make a purchase on a good or service.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about something like that?
I'm all for it. That happened to us. My husband had to withdraw some money because he went through a layoff thing and now he's fine. But we had to pay the penalty on that money that he withdrew.
And there's $4+ trillion. And yeah. 401k money in this country right now.
Yeah.
And we all know this economy definitely needs a kick somehow, some way. And 401k money, I believe if you take away all those punishment, and it wouldn't cost the taxpayer a dime because it's 401k money.
Right, so we're not taking any money away. Yeah.
Right. You're adding money into the market where you can buy goods and services, and anytime you're buying goods and services, that cycle creates jobs.
I agree with you. That, you know what, Tom? You're onto something, because what the problem is, the middle class, the people who are making 30, 40, 50, maybe even 60, whatever it is, all in there, are the people who aren't spending, and they're the group that stimulates the economy
right.
the most.
Exactly, exactly. And those people, those are the people that got those 401ks, and there are probably quite a few of them in their 30s that probably don't have a house, that if you let them take that money out without the punishment or the penalty, you know, there may be a down payment for a house.
Yeah, there's only one problem. There's only one flaw with your suggestion. I think that so many people were struggling that they did dip into their 401ks and then they had to pay back. And I think the government wanted that money. Great. Okay. So I wish I could see the numbers on that, but I think there was a lot of people across the board that started to do that. So if they would just turn a blind eye to, ooh, there's another pot of money we could get somehow.
Right.
I think your plan would work because it is like found money. And you're right. People then could still get the house because you can't get a loan from a bank anymore. It's so tough. Even if you have great credit numbers.
Yeah, you have to have a big down payment.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what your credit numbers are. You can have big credit numbers and you can have a million people write you letters. It's just you have to have a huge down payment, and it's really tough. So those people that you described, somebody newly married, single, whatever, in their 30s, they could get a house that way. And our housing situation is killing us.
You're right. It's terrible.
It's terrible. Tom, great suggestion. Call me again. You're excellent. Thanks. It is. It's like that. I liken what's going on with mortgages and what's happening still, even with foreclosures and all of that stuff and chasing the money. It's like we're in an episode of The Sopranos. Remember The Sopranos from a few years ago? And the houses, though, are like the cement boot on our foot. And somebody's driving the boat in Jersey out in the middle of the ocean somewhere, and they're dumping us out there. They're leaving us out in the cold, and that's how bad it is. People forget that. Somehow there's a disconnect. But trust me, and I'm going to talk with somebody next week about this, the housing numbers are terrible, especially for new builds. Anybody in new building is just getting clobbered as far as homes are concerned. But even in lots of pocket areas of selling and people still underwater in houses, and all that craziness of walking away because it didn't make any sense to do it the other way. He's right. If there was a way to have a little chunk of money and you could do that and you didn't have to pay it back, well, there you go. That could turn things around. And even for other purchases, think of a car would be a purchase that would be big, some other kind of service. You know, you could have a whole list of them. And just let people do that. Makes sense to me. 800-259-5791. America Tonight. We're flipping the page. Hang with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
President Obama wants a redo with the stimulus, asking for $450 billion to lift up the economy, mostly through tax cuts and then these jobs that I think would be union jobs in a small sector. What he's mentioned, teachers for one, infrastructure shovel jobs, another one were mentioned, working on bridges and roads and that kind of stuff. To be sure, there's going to be some head-butting with the Republicans, I can't imagine. Eric Cantor, the lead man in Congress, so the majority leader, says that there are some things that are workable and that they should just pull those out and work on them, because he realizes the majority of what is being proposed is no way going to happen. And ultimately, how are you going to pay for this? How is it going to be paid for? And that was one of the things that the press said, that, oh, it's paid for. Social Security, that war chest, I think, just got a little bit, it's like a miniature. Did you ever go to you ever go to one of those museums? Oh, I know some of you guys, too. Probably just like, what's this about? You go in those stores, and they have these little teeny tiny teacups and beds and all of that for dollhouses, or there's a whole phenomenon about miniature things. That's what Social Security is. Just picture a tiny chest, and it's sitting there. That's Social Security now at this point. You might disagree. I welcome everybody, left of left, right of right, or just massively furious with what's happening in this nation. You can call in and throw in your two cents. 800-259-5791. Frank in New York. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Kate. What I wanted to say is that, you know, I kind of agree with you that really it's, you know, the same old political campaign rhetoric. Change we can believe in, not. But I wanted to say this, that I think attached within the job bill that Obama is calling on Congress and the Senate to pass, you'll find that there'll be a gold confiscation law or a series of orders. And I think people should be acutely aware of that. This may be the last big bill that goes through this year, you know, that Obama's endorsing and things. So I think people should be aware of that. And also regarding Warren Buffett, since 2000 election has been telling the same story about the fact that his secretary pays more in taxes than he does.
Yes.
He said that in 2000, 2004, 2008, and I guess right now he's starting a bit early, you know, with the campaign. But it's the same old, and if Warren really believed in America, he wouldn't have, you know, his sovereign wealth trust in Switzerland and different things as well. So I think you have to be very acutely aware that Obama is no different than Bush, no different than Bush's father, no different than Bill Clinton, in the sense that, you know, they represent the corporate and special elites and special interests and their own family wealth. And you have to be aware of that, and it's nothing more than rhetoric, kind of like Lucy in the Charlie Brown cartoon. Oh, Charlie, kick the ball, and he says, no, Lucy, you're going to pull it. And it's like the elections. Every year it's the same metaphor. We're sold a bill of goods by the two parties. People vote, and then they're shocked why none of it ever materializes.
Yep.
And, you know, the only thing I regret about Obama was the fact that I didn't have a junker car a few years ago when they were doing the trade-in the junker and save $4,000 on a new fuel-efficient car. I mean, I think that's really, you know, where we're at. And the fact, too, that you see that his chief consultant or his chief czar regarding employment is the person, you know, the head of GE who just, you know, shipped
Jeff Immelt, 35,000
new jobs in India, China, and the Far East, while cutting about 27,000 jobs in the United States that were tax-paying jobs that, you know, helped communities and families and things. So I think we have to look at the reality. We have to turn off the TV set. We have to go to the library. We have to go to the Internet. We have to start to educate ourselves because ultimately, you know, the elite just laughs and laughs and laughs at the stupidity of the Americans and the fact that really we are politically impotent.
Yep.
I mean, our judicial system is perverted. I mean, just look at, you know, the Supreme Court as well as the state Supreme Courts, whereby appointments are, you know, primarily through political parties and political connections and things. If we had a judiciary like in Europe, where the judges every 10 years have to take basically kind of a bar exam to make sure they're competent to be judges, we'd find maybe 2% of all the judges sitting on the bench would be able to meet that requirement. I mean, this country is actually finished, and I would say what Obama should do is start to give people free Chinese lessons because we're going to have to learn to speak Mandarin and Cantonese because
no, you're right. You're right.
You know,
absolutely.
From China.
Absolutely. The Red Dragon, yeah.
You know, and this is the reality, but I was going to mention I had spent about 10 years researching 9/11, finding out what actually happened. And over the last 2 weeks, I think I have, you know, the tale, what actually happened, how the buildings came down, how they were brought down, and what actually hit the Pentagon. It wasn't the airplane. It was actually a Russian cruise missile from the Kursk submarine that imploded in August of 2000. And it's very interesting, the whole tale, how this how this event unfolded, but I think maybe I should save that for tomorrow or another night.
Save that for another night, because I said I was going to talk about
the definitive
response.
One. Yeah, as I said, I've spent about 10 years rigorously analyzing this, having studied, you know, national security policy, international law, you know, in my university days and things. So, I mean, I think this is really a moment where, you know, the material is out there, and I think this is a moment of revelation. Also, the fact that our economy will implode, and if we did allow the people to invest the money themselves as opposed to a Social Security fund, I think you would see that Wall Street would clean them out, as we're going to see over the next 90 days when, you know, the Dow Jones goes from, what is it, 10 or 9,000 now down to probably about, 500.
Right.
And when that happens, and also you have to realize, too, that the specific retirement funds demand that you can only invest in certain things. And it basically caters to the banks in Wall Street, where they always get a commission on every profit.
Absolutely. Frank, we got to let you go, buddy. You're taking over. You had a lot to say. But we let you say, because I think this is the first time Frank has called America tonight. I don't agree, and I would be curious to hear what his research is. I don't agree about the Pentagon. What he's saying there about the cruise missile, I don't agree at all, because I had friends on the ground at the Pentagon. And I, in conspiracy theories, man, I like juicy ones, I do. And I agree that there are many conspiracies, and there are things that, you know, seem like they're one way, but when you really look through the looking glass, they're actually another. And it's good to question, and it's good to ask us to try to ascertain what you think really happened. But I think, I'll just throw this out there, Building 7 had gold. There was gold in Building 7, and I think that purposely was imploded. But there was nobody in Building 7. As for the towers, planes hit those towers, there's no doubt about it. And I don't think it was the boogeyman. And I was there, so I'm going to say, I'm going to go with my, I wasn't there actually at the site, but I was in New York for all of that and surrounding that. And I had really, really good sources that I trust that wouldn't cover up. It would make no sense for them to do that. So I think that's where we veer off course. The other stuff that Frank said, though, I agree with. Ignorance is not bliss anymore. He's right. You have to decide for yourself. And hopefully we provide some of that light here on America Tonight, because we're trying to do that, have that rational conversation. And that's why you'll see that I'll pick all kinds of different people to be on the show to talk about different things, from whatever, from mortgages to 401ks to whatever I think is the concern that you might have, or you want to hear more about it and get a few nuggets out of a 10-minute thing I may have a conversation with somebody about, that you, the light bulb goes off and you say, oh, that's why that's that way. I get it now. I get it. But the American people, we've woken up. I mean, there's no doubt. I said this at the top, that the passion is flowing out there. And that's why I don't mind when Mark in New York goes crazy and goes off on gun rights or whatever. You can tell he's reading everything he can voraciously. And he cares. He cares as a New Yorker. He cares about what's happening in New York. It's tough for him to see what's happened there and how some things have deteriorated. And there are other people that call the show that are just as passionate. Dan in Texas, who has no love lost for the president and can't help himself when he gets on the impeachment roll. And I think that when we talk about some of the things that have happened, you know, the biggest thing you can do is be vigilant in finding out, starting locally, how you're voting. It's definitely politics matter on the local level and on the state level. There's no question. I think there are certain things you can't do in a national election, but if more people voted, it would make a difference. If more people were out there voting, and I've said this a million times, I'm for, and Frank said it there, I'm for a third party, because we need something disconnecting what's happened with the two parties we already have in play because of the politics that's wrapped around their ankles. I think even the people who are really up there trying to be the forebearers, trying to get up there and say, you know, we're not going to take this anymore, my constituents don't want it, I'm going to fight for this, and some of them had some success, But it's all about the numbers there. You got to get the votes. On the flip side, finally, we can count. Hang with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We're starting off. We can count on a negative note, but I can't help it. Tropical Storm Lee slammed into the Northeast. Some of you living in the Northeast listening know exactly what I'm talking about. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania was terrible. Hundreds of roads were closed. Evacuations happened. About 100,000 people had to be evacuated from Susquehanna River's areas around there. The worst flooding in about 40 years. My family was affected by this. My stepfather was, I'm laughing because he's okay, but he was in his car. I'm going to tell you, he's coming back from a poker game. He was all happy because he had won, and he wasn't paying attention. He took a different route, and he got stuck in the water and had to stand on the roof of his car and have somebody pick him up. Luckily, he didn't have to be rescued, and it wasn't on camera, although that would have been interesting for the Thanksgiving table, I guess. And he's okay. He's fine. The car is ruined, but he's okay. So he was one of those people that was stuck, and that's why you saw on Philly, they showed it on the news that so many people were in the middle of that with flash floods and all that stuff. And Binghamton, New York, got about 45,000 people there. It was definitely in the streets, halfway up to lampposts at the plaza that's downtown there. The worst flooding they've seen since the 30s and the 40s. So there was, I mean, this somehow this got by a lot of people, but the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, said it's going to get worse. And people have to leave when they get the order. They had about 9 inches of rain in Pennsylvania. They had that much in Binghamton as well. It's this whole thing with the rivers and the streams and all of that from Maryland to Massachusetts. And this is people that are still, in some cases, trying to come back from Tropical Storm Irene. And who was hit the hardest? Look at Vermont, all our friends in Vermont. They were just creamed by Irene. Luckily, this time around, they didn't get the brunt of this. But Paterson, New Jersey, the Passaic River, once again, about 75 people had to be moved to a shelter because of Irene, and they got hit again. So they just get done one thing, and then they're back to living in a shelter again. And then you had the Amtrak passenger service on New York's east-west corridor that was canceled. There were a lot of classes that were canceled at colleges and schools, too, because it was just too rough. There's an interesting expressway in Philly called the Schuylkill Expressway, and lots of roads were closed there. They had flooding. They had a rock slide, all that stuff. If you watch the movie Rocky, you've seen the Schuylkill Expressway, you know, where the guys are rowing and you see the art museum. The art museum's there. The Schuylkill Expressway is behind it. And that's really the heart of Philadelphia. So nasty, nasty weather. And that was in Maryland and Massachusetts. And tough sledding out there. Mother Nature is wicked. Wicked. And then you've got this Katia. And what's going to happen with Katia now over Bermuda? You have Katia and a slow-moving high-pressure system over Ohio that basically became what weather people explain as blockers, acted as kind of a blocker, and that produced that narrow area for the storm as it was moving north. Yeah. It's interesting. In the southwest, you have power outages and some of the worst temperatures any of us have ever experienced in our life, where it's just scorched earth. It's so hot, not a drop of rain. I have not seen rain in my life in 3.5 months. 3.5 months. You know that old song about it never rains in Southern California? It never rains in the Southwest either. It's crazy. And because of that, in Texas, they've had terrible wildfires that they're dealing with. In Austin, 1,400 homes right now, it even could be higher than that because of the fire that now is 30% contained, and this is just outside of the state capital. Whew. How many of you are concerned about bald spots? How many of you are worried about your hair in general, and you have kind of a vain thing about it? I know that a lot of you listening to me are going to Supercuts or wherever you can get a coupon for. It's easy when you're a guy and you have good hair. Well, for women, I mean, they try to sell you everything under the sun. For men, the only thing the equivalent would be is that you have to pay a lot for the male pattern baldness, you know, bomb that people try to sell you. The stuff that's out there, the Rogaine, whatever. That's the only thing I can compare it to. Well, there's a thing called a Brazilian blowout, and the products that they use for that, they got slammed by the FDA. And the reason they got slammed is because the FDA said that they are adulterated and misbranded. So one of the main companies responsible for the Brazilian blowout has to reduce the level of formaldehyde from the products. That sounds awful, doesn't it? You want to put formaldehyde on your head and change the labels and advertising, because in the advertising they say it's formaldehyde free. That's nice, isn't it? So here's your numbers part. The FDA, when they did their sample, they analyzed the product. They found high levels of it from 8.7% to 10.4%. Oh, that's nice. So how many people were using that? And let me just tell you what can happen with these Brazilian blowouts using this product. They're saying that salon workers and consumers have already reported a bunch of injuries, including eye disorders, nervous system disorders, respiratory tract problems, chest pains, throwing up, and rashes. Ugh, nobody's hair is worth that. And they've already banned these products in Australia, Canada, Ireland, France, and Germany. So once again, America is behind the curve, even when it comes to hair products. Finally, the FDA gets around to it. Yeah, I guess that hair product is not so good. See what's happening to all these people that are calling us up and telling us about what's going on. All right, this is going to make you furious, and, you know, it's par for the course. That's all I can say. There is a group that wants to actually ban the Pledge of Allegiance at Massachusetts schools. Have you heard this story? Yes, it's true. Days before we're going to be remembering the 10th anniversary of 9/11, there is a group from the state of Massachusetts that is asking all the public schools to disband the students from doing the pledge because they're saying it doesn't have any educational value and it puts pressure on children to participate. It's the Brookline Political Action for Peace, or Brookline PACs to make it short. And they say it puts kids in uncomfortable situations and it doesn't belong in the schools. How uncomfortable is it to cite the Pledge of Allegiance? Why would you be uncomfortable? Are they uncomfortable learning their alphabet or learning about history and memorizing things or getting in front of the class and having to recite things? You know, as a group, you do the Pledge of Allegiance. If you didn't know the words, you can murmur them. Give me a break. This is what I like. There's a woman named Christy Combs who lost her husband on American Airlines Flight 11 on September 11th, and she spoke up. She told a local newspaper in Boston that the idea of them doing that makes her sick to her stomach. It's ridiculous. Why would they even consider that proposal? And here's the sad thing. They are. They're saying it really. The school committee is saying the pledge is not of great educational value. We agree. There is something to that. We need to look at it, that it shouldn't perhaps be going on in our classrooms. Ugh. Is this kook, the guy who heads this thing, doesn't he have more time on his hands to do something else? Why don't they tackle the problem of bullying in schools or some of the other things that are happening, like cutting out all the recess? They say the kids are getting too big, but they cut out all the recess time for them. We used to play kickball until our faces turned red. But what is happening to America? We're turning our kids into wimps. It's ridiculous.